The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I'll also cover some slang and some exam English. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. This podcast is C1, which means it's for advanced learners. Last week I looked at some song lyrics, and today I'm going to do something similar. I'm sticking with popular culture, but going back in time a bit. I'm looking at a scene from a film from 1994 called Pulp Fiction. It's Quentin Tarantino's second film and my favourite of all his films. The scene I'm looking at is near the beginning of the film. In this scene, two hitmen, played by Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta, visit an apartment to pick up a briefcase. I'm going to include a few clips from the film because I think they fall under fair use, and I'll share a link to the Miramax clip of the film on YouTube, so after the podcast, I suggest you watch the clip if you can. I'm going to look at the language in the order it's uttered in the film. At the end, I'm going to return to three questions that Samuel L. Jackson's character, Jules, asks to highlight the pronunciation. Here's the first clip.
Hey, kid. How you boys doing?
Hey, keep chilling.
Chilling normally means frightening. If you watch a really scary film, you could say it's chilling. That's what it says in the Cambridge Learner's Dictionary if you look up chilling. However, to understand Tarantino's meaning, you need to turn to the Urban Dictionary, which covers more colloquial uses. In the Urban Dictionary, chilling is described as a cool way to say you sat around doing nothing. It's short for the informal phrasal verb to chill out, which means to completely relax. Let's hear the next clip.
You know who we are? We're associates of your business partner, Marcellus Wallace. You do remember your business partner, don't you?
Associate can be a verb or a noun. The word comes from a Latin word that means friend, and you can find loads of related words: social, society, socialist, sociopath. All of these words are related to connections between people. If you connect two things in your mind, you make an association. You associate one thing with another. If you're connected to another person, you are an associate of that person. It's quite a formal word that means you know someone, but you're not really friends. It's also quite neutral, which is why Jules describes himself and Vince as associates of Marcellus Wallace. Time for the next clip.
Now let me take a wild guess here.
A wild guess is a guess without any certainty. If you ask someone to make a guess and they say they have no idea, you can say, take a wild guess. Or if you guess right and are surprised to find that your guess is correct, you might say, that was a wild guess. In this scene, Jules is using the term sarcastically. He's looking for the leader of the group, and by looking around at the characters in the room, it's clear to him there's only one real possibility. When he guesses who Brett is, he's pretty confident he's right. In the next clip, there are two pieces of C1 vocabulary.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
The cornerstone of something. This is a nice metaphor that's used to say that everything depends on whatever the cornerstone is. So, you might read, the right to vote is the cornerstone of democracy. The next word is nutritious. This is an adjective that's used to describe a food that has all the nutrients, or contains all the things, you need to live and grow. When Jules describes hamburgers as the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast, he's being sarcastic again.
Big Kahuna Burger. That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
A joint, in this case, is a bar or restaurant. It's more commonly used in American English and refers to a bar or restaurant that's not very expensive. You often hear a burger joint or a fast food joint.
I can't usually get them because my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian.
I like this expression, pretty much. Pretty much means almost completely. It's quite informal, and in my experience, it's often a lie. Have you finished your homework? Pretty much. No, that's a lie. You've barely started. Perhaps that's my bias. When Jules says that he's pretty much a vegetarian, it means that he very rarely eats meat.
That hit the spot.
That hit the spot. This is another cliche that I think is a bit old-fashioned. It's almost always, or pretty much always, used to talk about food and drink, and it means that the food and drink has satisfied a craving. So, on a really hot day, when you're really thirsty, a long, cool drink of something could be said to hit the spot. Now, I want to look at three questions. I'll play them in order, and I want you to try to work out what they are.
Did you have it? Want a bite? They're real tasty. Send this.
The first is, what are you having? This is short for what are you having for breakfast. It's so contracted, though, that the automated subtitles on YouTube came up with Javan. I think there's a slight pause. Javan. Javan. Listen again.
Javan.
The second was, do you want a bite? This is often contracted to, do you want a bite? In this case, it's contracted even further, and Jules just says, want a bite? Listen again.
Want a bite? They're real tasty.
The last is when Jules is asking about the soft drink that Brett is having with his hamburger breakfast. He asks, what is in this? Again, the contraction is massive, and the words what is almost completely disappear. It's in this. It's in this. Listen again. Okay, now I advise you to watch the scene on YouTube. You can either search for Pulp Fiction Big Kahuna Burger, or you can click on the YouTube link in the podcast description, or you can watch the video embedded on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and Don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.